Yes.
I'm wondering, does the Buddha require faith? Because...
Does he require what?
Faith, in like belief, in order to complete the path. Because what really appeals to me about the Buddha's path is it encourages that sort of investigation of your own experience and noticing the suffering within yourself. But it's like, it can't be proven, it can only be experienced, and he's just saying, like, well, you haven't experienced it then. So does it require, you have to have a sort of faith towards him, like a belief of something that's not in your experience? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Well, we would distinguish between faith and belief as quite different things. So belief is filling up the unknown with something that you hope is true, or you're trying to come up with answers to occupy that blank space where you don't know. And so you believe something to get away from that not knowing feeling. In a way, belief is very closely connected to self-view, conceit. Faith is one of the spiritual qualities, what are called five spiritual faculties, five indriya, five bala, five powers. And it's the first one. So that's more akin to confidence or bravery, trust. So it's not filling up the unknown with an idea or a plan or an opinion, but rather a readiness to step into the unknown and to be open to the unknown. So it's like the way that the heart meets the unknown free of self-view. That is a very different quality than belief. In the list of spiritual qualities, faith, energy, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom, saddha, virya, sati, samadhi, panya, that's the first of those five spiritual faculties. So it's a kind of an essential element for spiritual development. Would you add anything to that? Or?
Well, I think just one is that hearkening back to, if you're looking at a definition, it's more around trust and confidence. And classically, what the basis of that faith or trust or confidence is in the awakening of the Tathagata, of the Buddha. One has this kind of confidence, okay, I think the Buddha nailed it. And there's that sense, then you've got to figure it out. You've got to work at it. But there is that fundamental kind of faith. It's not sort of a belief that you have to prop up, but it's something that, it's a nourishing factor to the heart that allows one to put forth effort. Because if you're working from doubt, then you're always undermining yourself.